Because at some point you could sit there and take a picture. It is so lovely to see the tatami mats and the and kind of the altar and just it's really beautiful. Anyway, all right. So this is a story from a book called The Hidden Lamp. And it's stories from 25 centuries of awakened women. Oftentimes in Zen, the koans and the stories that we hear that are passed down are about men, and women generally are kind of either not noticed or their stories aren't noticed. And this book has gone back and looked at all the different Buddhist writings and kind of extrapolated what some of the women who were there did. So the first one is a really, I think it's just a sweet story because it's just about ordinary old woman. And it says that the story is called The Old Woman of Mount Wutai. Mount Wutai was a series of mountains in China, and supposedly they represented Manjushri, who is the Buddha of wisdom, or the Bodhisattva of wisdom. And so this woman had lived there apparently for a long time. And oftentimes pilgrimages were made for people coming to go to Mount Wutai. So an old woman lived on the road to Mount Wutai. A monk on pilgrim asked her, "Which is the way to Mount Wutai?" The old woman said, "Right straight ahead." The monk took a few steps and she said, "He's a good monk, but off he goes, just like the others." Monks came one after another. They'd ask the same question and receive the same answer. Later, a monk told the master what had happened, and the master said, "I'll go and investigate that old woman myself." Next day, he went to the old woman and asked, "Which is the way to Mount Wutai?" "Right straight ahead," she replied. The master took a few steps, and the old woman said, "He's a good monk, but off he goes, just like the others." End of story. So now the master is supposedly somebody who was enlightened and, you know, was a great teacher at the time. And she says, you know, he asks the same question, and she says, "Right straight ahead," and he takes a few steps, and she says, "She's just like the others. He's good, but he's just like the others." So in thinking about that, now any of these stories that can be koans can be taken a number of different ways. So what I'm going to tell you about this morning was my kind of take on it, and it's not the take, it's just where I am in my life and what I heard. So when we hear somebody say, you know, if we ask directions and they say right straight ahead, then normally we do. We take a few steps and we continue on the path that we've been on. And it occurred to me what she may have been saying was, it's right now. You know, if you take a few steps, you're off. You know, you've changed the path. You're off on a different direction. So it's the right now. And so I thought, well, now, if she's saying right straight ahead, she's over here and he's over here, he's going to move right into her, right? And that is the moment. That is what we move into, is this moment. Not, you know, the moments that it's going to happen 5 minutes from now or that we wish should have happened. But to really acknowledge where we are at this particular moment. When I was working as a therapist, I was meeting with this one woman, and I don't remember what we were talking about, but I said to her, "What if we knew we only had 10 seconds to live? You know, what would we notice?" And what was so evident was our being together. You know, our being together. It wasn't, you know, "Oh, I gotta go," you know. What you'd notice was, what's right in front of you? What's right there? Because there's nothing, 10 seconds doesn't give you time to do anything else. Just So this week we had an interesting experience with our keys. The keys between the three of us got lost. The keys, Stephen, and myself. So to get into this place, we have a set of keys for the front gate and for the office gate and for the dual gate there and for the back door and for the closet door, and couldn't find them. So we did a number of different things, but I was away, so Stephen was really the one having to handle this, and he, I think he worried about it, and he felt guilty about it, and I felt guilty about, like, what was my part in it, and but the keys were where they were, and how we manage that time is, that's our right straight ahead. You know, do we blame ourselves? Do we say, oh, you know, stupid me? Do we say, you know, oh, somebody stole them, you know, or, you know, what do we do with that? And that's our learning. That's what we can learn. Every situation, I think, in our life does provide us with a learning opportunity, if we can but see it. And sometimes we might, if we can see, oh, I'm being judgmental, I'm being hard on myself, or I'm being really proud of myself, you know. It is what it is at that moment, and it's going to change. So don't get attached to it. So when we sit, part of the purpose of Zazen is really to try to quiet our minds down so that we have the time and the space and the environment to notice what we do. You know, do we fall asleep? Oh, well, that's interesting. You know, does our mind go on, you know, what am I going to do after this? Oh, I forgot my phone. How can I let the person know that, you know, all those things. And if any of us can just notice, oh, that's what I did. Okay, bring it back. Just, you know, see what's in front of you. And again, that is really what is so life-giving about Zazen, is it does provide us that opportunity. So during the week, if even you can notice, this is something that I do, I notice that I'm starting to get revved up and, you know, just kind of, gotta, okay, just go sit. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. That's all it takes. You know, if I could just go sit. Oh, but let me get this done, this, and then I'll go sit. It doesn't happen, you know, because there's always a string of things out there to do. Just go sit. Take a deep breath. You know, do 10 deep breaths. Get up. You will be more centered. You'll be more aware. You know, probably you'll go like that in 10 minutes again, but that's all right. So give yourself, you know, just even if you're at the stoplight, notice the stoplight. Take a deep breath. Enjoy the world. And that's what we're learning in Zazen, is how to do that more often. So the old woman says, just go right straight ahead.